Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So if you thought COVID was drama, if you thought the vaccines were drama, if you thought the mandates were drama, you forget Las Vegas has its share of drama. And making national news, and which has kind of been a, didn't go as smoothly as I think some people hoped, the airport in Southern Nevada, McCarran Airport, named after Senator McCarran, a Democrat, who he was a proponent of aviation but had a lot of evidence to anti-Semitic remarks and actually, I guess, political moves that appeared to be xenophobic, anti-Semitic. I wasn't around at the time. But the Democratic senator that our airport, and I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, is named after, is going to be switched to another Democratic senator, Senator Harry Reid. And boy, are people ticked. Yeah. You should see social media. People are upset. Now, I don't call my airport McCarran. I call the airport, I'm going to the airport. I'm going into the airport. I'm flying into Vegas. I'm flying into Vegas, or LAS. But apparently, there's a name to it. So when I grew up in Phoenix, it was Sky Harbor Airport. Just Sky Harbor. Now, I was like, maybe we should name ours, Las Vegas Harbor. We could use a harbor with everything going on in the L.A. Harbor, but no one's going to take that. There's a lot of names I have for our, right? Like, vomit at, toilet, not on our street, airport. Anyway, but there's a lot of fury. There's a lot of criticism. And sadly, I think this could go a very, very bad way. And so Senator Harry Reid, and I've met him, I've worked with him in different capacities. Senator Harry Reid was the Senate Majority Leader throughout the Obama administration. He has been kind of a very, very central figure in Nevada and Nevada politics for years. And so the Las Vegas Commission unanimously voted to change the name from McCarran to Harry Reid when there's been a lot of concern over the previous senator's naming, having these ties. Now, many of us have been wondering why the airport has a name to it. Why is it Las Vegas International Airport? You have LAX. You have Denver International Airport. I think Orlando's airport. John F. Kennedy, we get. John F. Kennedy. He's a president. I get that one. Newark, Liberty, Denver International, San Francisco International, Detroit, Metropolitan Airport, Seattle, Tacoma. I like the idea of it being non-political. People think Nevada, if you're in Nevada, you support those that made it as high up as majority leader, such as Harry Reid. And I understand his legacy, but it was a very tumultuous one. It's a very controversial one. And so you have people who live in Nevada that do not want somebody honored who they think did them wrong. And this is why you don't use names. If it is an internet, if it's a Southern Nevada International Airport, do that. Now, some people say you can't call Las Vegas because there's Henderson, there's Pahrump, there's Boulder City. Well, I am sure the people who are so upset that it's being named Harry Reid could very easily say, fine, call it Las Vegas, Mesquite, Pahrump, Boulder City, Sandy Valley. We'll take it. We'll take all of those names. And And it's frustrating because it's a millions of dollars. I think it's going to cost about $7 million to make the change. Now, we're hearing private donations are covering it. I think about $4 million is already accounted for. But this is one of those things where people are like, you're putting millions of dollars into a name change that divides the city, divides the lower half of the state. And those millions of dollars could be going to, again, our homeless population, our shelters, our hospitals. And so I think the timing is a little bit, it's like salt on a wound. And so it's, you're going to see a lot of frustration on people mad. And like I said, I love the airports where, you know where you're going. So if I'm going to Seattle, I know I'm going to Seattle because it says SEA. You forget, people coming to Vegas, going down to Vegas drunk. Now, they said they're not going to change the LAS. It'll still be LAS because otherwise they would have to change it to Harry Reid International or HRI. Nobody would even know that's Vegas. And a lot of people in Las Vegas are already concerned that this could have. And why is it such a big deal? Why are people getting their panties all up in a bunch because it's going to be named Harry Reid? Well, because it really wasn't. It was the Las Vegas Commission who voted, and it wasn't really a poll. It wasn't the temperature of the public. And we have never been this divided. I mean, it's not a slam dunk that people are Democrat or people are Republican. This country is very definitively split. And to have an airport named after a very prominent, well-known Democrat makes people feel that that is Nevada's way of cementing that Nevada's blue now. And it shouldn't be like that, to be honest. I'm going to tell you guys, nobody even thinks about the name of the airport. They're going to just call it the airport. I'm flying into Vegas. But it's one of those things where when you fly into Nevada, and Las Vegas has one of the busiest airports, obviously in Nevada, Harry Reid, it honors him. It honors him beautifully. But it's one of those reminders that, this is Democrat town. And there's many people in southern Nevada that don't want a Democrat town. I get that. I agree with that. I would have voted for Las Vegas International Airport. And then just made sure Perump and everybody else, was still honored within this. But, there are so many ways to honor those that served your state, served your country. And when they change an airport, it's advertising. And so I heard this was happening. I didn't realize people were going to be this mad. People are ticked. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I've seen everybody kind of party this weekend. I've seen people go out. People are kind of enjoying the holidays. They're shopping, and they're trying to get on with their lives. And I get it. I totally get it. I have some concerns over the upcoming holiday season. It's not aligned as much as all the other drama that's out there. I'm concerned about COVID, but I'm concerned about a few other things, and that's what I want to talk about. But the headlines have been circulating that Omicron is deadly, as the first Omicron death has occurred in the UK. And Boris Johnson says we need to set aside the idea that Omicron is milder than others because obviously it's causing death. Now, Omicron cases have tripled to so far 159 being counted, right, with new COVID variant in about 30 states. U.S. deaths are getting close to now 800,000 total, slowing down from last year, but still. They say 1 in 100 Americans over the age of 65 has been confirmed to have died of the virus, or 1%. It's a nasty virus. 5 U.S. states, Idaho, North Carolina, Ohio, Rhode Island, and Tennessee, have joined the growing list of states where it has been detected. I live in Nevada. I don't think it's been detected yet. But then again, you don't have a lot of people wanting to get tested, especially if they have mild cases. Texas also has about 36 cases that have been found, over or close to 160 cases thus far. And so it's a threat. In South Africa, where the variant was first detected, cases are continuing to grow. We're hearing they might be slowing down, and many people are starting to say, you know what, this looks a little more mild than compared to Delta and even compared to Alpha. The problem is Boris Johnson out of the UK, Prime Minister, is saying, look, guys, let's not blow this off yet. They're Omicron cases. And remember, we follow the UK. Whatever happens in the UK, we follow within 6 weeks. So I really watch what happens to the British. You know, I'm still not over the taxation without representation. And they understand that, you know, but we are in this pause. Okay, we're allies for now, okay, until something happens with our roundabouts. If the British come back, I mean, we're stuck. If we're on a roundabout, they got us good. But right now, the UK, we seem to follow, and I watch it very, very closely. And so they've had a jump in cases. They have more hospitalizations, and they've already, I believe, have been blocking certain travel. So, you know, I cannot stand the scares. I cannot stand the drama. I can't stand the mandates. I can't stand the fear people have. And so the reason why I'm concerned, I guess there's a Dr. Gregory Poland who says 32,000 of us are going to die by Christmas because of the virus. And now, mind you, we do have tens of thousands in the hospital still right now. We still have, so he's not that far off. But what my problem with all of this is, a lot of the other diseases are getting blown off. And it's all about COVID. And I've been saying this now for 2 years. And so I have patients calling in. Their cholesterol's through the roof. Their blood pressure is through the roof. And when I say you got to get your butt into your doctor, you got to go and get this taken care of, they go, nope, I don't want COVID. And they're almost using it as an excuse. And I go, you've been vaccinated, right? You had your booster? Go get your blood pressure taken care of. So you're telling me I need to expose myself to COVID? Is that what you're telling me? I'm telling you that if you are worried about a COVID death, you might also want to worry about a heart attack death, a stroke death, a hyperglycemic coma death, a renal failure death. Some people are now showing me their blood work online, because I work for a telemedicine company. So they aren't going to a doctor. They're showing a random doctor on telemedicine, here's my blood work. And I give my opinion. I love looking at blood work. And I'm like, okay, you know, consider this. You might want to fix this. You might want to address this. But we have some real unhealthy people out there. Real unhealthy people. And my fear is, everybody's talking about, well, there's going to be these deaths because of the virus. There's going to be people dying because of COVID. And you see that headline, and so people are like, okay, well, then I'll stay home, I'll stay home, I'll stay home. I'm like, get your ass to the doctor. Go see your nurse practitioner, see your PA. Why isn't your blood pressure getting checked? Why isn't your sugar getting checked? You know, I'm very, very grateful I was able to get my hysterectomy. Many of you reached out going, why did you do it now during a pandemic? Why didn't you wait? Look at this. We're going into year two. I'm not going to wait. If I'm fearing that I could have cancer or pre-cancer, or I'm having pain or I'm having issues, get it done. I got to do a follow-up mammogram and follow-up ultrasound. I'm not going to let a virus prevent me from addressing my other health. How many of you guys have a mole on your back that could be melanoma that needs to be checked out? Oh, well, because it's COVID, it's going to, you know, slow down. It'll stall. No, it won't. If you guys have a growing melanoma, that sucker is growing. It doesn't give a crap that we're in a pandemic.
So, yeah, so 32,000 Americans are going to die of COVID by the new year. Oh, by the new year, not Christmas. I'm sorry. According to Dr. Gregory Poland. All right. Nice that he brought that up and he warned people that, look, the death rate will go up. He's not wrong. The death rate will go up because of COVID. We do have people in the hospital. We do have high hospitalizations. But, you know, what is everybody doing in terms of flu? Did anybody get their flu shot?
What's anybody doing about pneumonia? Did anybody get their pneumonia vaccine? I've seen people drink. I'm like, why are you drinking like that if there's no hospital beds, if you go into liver failure? Or you go into pancreatitis. I've had a few cases call into pancreatitis where their pancreas is swelling. And they're having abdominal pain that's going to the back. They're nauseated. And it's because, you know, they were just at a party. Well, you need to get your butt to a hospital. You need to get a CAT scan. You need to be NPO, not eating. You need to get on antibiotics. And we need to make sure that that pancreas doesn't die. No, COVID. So, you know, my advice, and this is what I told my family, and this is what I'm telling you. If any of you guys are thinking that there's going to be a hospital bed with your name on it, don't. We're not spending money, none of these trillions of dollars that's being spent with the packages with the Biden administration is going to increasing the hospital beds in your state. I mean, maybe there's something in the infrastructure package, but I have heard of no plans that my local hospital is going to open up another 5, 10, 20, 30 beds. I know millions of dollars are going to our airport to change the name, but I'm not seeing where that means you, Joe Smith, is going to have a hospital bed. And what happens in the winter? We have flu, we have pneumonia. Heart attack season, stroke season, hypothermia, car accidents. I mean, this is not the time of year to get sick. So be smart. Don't overdrink. If you don't have to be around people, I don't care if you're vaccinated. Keep in mind that vaccinated people spread it. If you don't have to be exposed to COVID, try not to be. But for the love of God, get your blood pressure checked. Get your blood sugar down, get your cholesterol checked, and realize that before COVID, we would have tens of thousands of deaths this time of year. That's just what happens. You know, we're going to be talking about what happened with the weather systems, with the tornadoes and hundreds of people dying, and oh my God, it was, I mean, sadly, and I don't want to be negative, I want to be, you know, positive about things, but I don't want you guys misled. And when you see a headline saying tens of more thousands of people are going to die of COVID by Christmas or New Year's, and you say, well, then I'm just going to stay home and I'm going to put it off till the next year. All of you guys that are putting off your possible cancer diagnosis or your blood work or your heart health because you're waiting for COVID to end, I'm telling you right now, COVID may not end. It might get milder, but there's always going to be something saying our hospitals are overwhelmed. Stay home. I'm telling you to reach out, even if it's through telemedicine, I don't care. Just reach out to your doctor and go, look, am I overdue for a check? You know, sometimes you can go to some of these pharmacies and get your blood pressure checked. You can buy a blood pressure cuff. If you have any questions about your blood pressure number, then fine. Call my show. I'll tell you where you need to go. But I'm sure some of you guys have some choices on where I should go. But just please don't blow stuff off because of COVID. I can't implore that enough. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I intend to travel to Kentucky on Wednesday.
President Biden announcing his travel plans as the president received a briefing from FEMA officials about tornadoes that hit several states in the South and Midwest, including Kentucky. The president also explaining how the disaster declaration will help Kentucky.
This gives me the tools to provide everything that we can in the federal, from the federal level. From expert search and rescue teams to immediate and longer-term help with housing.
Student loan payments are getting set to restart soon. Federal payments were paused with interest rates set at zero at the start of the coronavirus pandemic. The Biden administration rolling out one or more final extensions in August with the pause ending on January 31st of next year. And you're listening to USA Radio News. With Christmas nearing, the holiday rush is going full blast. Experts predicting the volume of online shopping and shipping this season will break records. Delivery services want to keep up with the pace with this holiday rush underway. The Postal Service saying beginning today through the 18th will be the busiest mailing, shipping, and delivery week of the year. This as Zach Diners, DHL Facility Operations Manager, tells Fox Business they've been staffing up since the coronavirus pandemic began.
You know, we've been living peak for almost 2 years now. So with the pandemic, we hired about 3,000 people last year. And then this year, to really support kind of this boom that we've seen, we've added another 2,000 people across the U.S. to really support the industry.
Despite the Supreme Court allowing a new abortion law to remain in effect in Texas, abortion clinics remain open. However, there's only about 20 abortion clinics left in the state. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. So just horrible devastation this weekend. In Kentucky alone, 64 people were killed, including a five-month-old baby and five other children, after one of the deadliest twisters in Kentucky's history rolled through the state on Friday. During a press briefing this morning, Governor Andy Beshear broke down in tears, confirming the ages of the deceased, ranging anywhere from 5 months to 86 years old. 64 so far confirmed dead. 18 are unidentifiable. The governor has also said that at least 105 people remain unaccounted for. He says, I'm really sorry. You're not supposed to lose people like this. And to not know and to not have the information has got to make it that much harder. They say the toll from the deadly storm was lower than he initially feared. He expected the toll to increase, though, possibly to 70 or 80. Searchers are still sifting through rubble. He said the numbers might continue to fluctuate. It's going to be weeks before there's accurate numbers. And it just, so storms tore through the Midwest. 30 tornadoes killed 14 people in Illinois, Tennessee, Arkansas, Missouri, and it just ravaged the Midwest. And we knew there were storms. I just don't know if there was enough warning. There was a candle factory, a Kentucky candle factory, and we don't know why there were people working that day. That was kind of a shock, because I think this all happened in the middle of the night, and so people were kind of concerned, why were people still working? And there was also, I guess, an Amazon warehouse that also multiple people got hurt. So apparently the candle factory was working 24/7 to meet Christmas demand. Now I've seen candles. I don't really usually buy candles. I didn't even think about, you know, that as an industry that needs to be working overtime during Christmas time, but I guess they were. So we're being told by CNN that there were very few buildings left standing in the town of Mayfield, Kentucky, which has about 10,000. And the storm leveled the Mayfield Consumer Products Candle Factory, where 100 people were working at the time. And we're told that the factory was going, quote, 24/7, unquote, in part to meet the Christmas time candle demand. That's according to U.S. Rep. James Comer. And so one of the workers, Miss Parsons Perez, said something hit her head. When the chaos stopped, she said her legs were pinned underneath a water fountain. Then she could hear a lot of moans and prayers from coworkers. She tried to make some jokes to kind of calm them down. They called 911. Then she started losing feeling in her toes. And then she started to broadcast on Facebook Live. She goes, I don't know who's watching. Y'all, please send us some help. We are trapped. The wall is stuck on me. Nobody can get to us. Y'all pray for us. Try and get somebody to help us. Luckily, she was rescued from underneath 5 feet of rubble and had to climb to get out. Other people, sadly, were not as lucky. And then let me just pull up here. I apologize. We're having some very slow computers. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, so all we had was a little bit of a freeze. It wasn't, thank God, you know, weather's obviously a lot more mild in the desert. I mean, it fluctuates, but we don't see what the Midwest sadly sees. We don't see like the hurricanes or the storms that they see on the East Coast. And so, sorry about that. I'm pulling this up right now. I don't know why but we do have bad internet. That's the one thing we do have. So in Amazon, there were multiple deaths were confirmed as an Amazon warehouse, I believe in Illinois, got hit. It was the Edwardsville, I believe. Yeah, the Edwardsville, Illinois. And so this happened after a bout of tornadoes. 6 deaths already have been confirmed. Still a number of workers are unaccounted for. A post on Illinois' Collinsville Emergency Management Agency's Facebook called the collapse a mass casualty incident. And then you see the building. It's just horrifying to think people were working. And again, they were working. The Amazon does have shifts throughout the night, and people work late night shifts, so then things get out the next day. 45 people were able to get out of the facility safely. Some were sent to a safe area, reunited. 110 workers could have been inside at the time. A lot of concern over, you know, again, why was there no warning? Now, we are being told that the biggest snowstorm of California's history might be already there. A lot of snow coming their way. You know, these big snowstorms and patterns of weather, you know, sadly we see them most each year. The problem we have when, you know, we understand there's inclement weather. We know there's tornadoes, we know there's hurricanes, we know there's earthquakes. But it's the warnings that we need to get better on. And so, you know, every now and then you'll hear in the news, and I'll tell you guys, this is a storm that might bring tornadoes. It might bring tornadoes. And And people in the Midwest are resilient. People in the West are resilient. People in the, you know, near Hurricane Coast are pretty resilient. And I have family that live in Florida. And I'm like, have you ever thought of moving? They're like, no. Because the possibility of the hurricane hitting us is still rare. Just like with my Midwest family, the possibility of a tornado hitting us. But the problem is if it does, it's bad. You know, meanwhile, people go, why are you living in the desert? You know, that's dangerous. And so, you know, I understand. You love your home. This is where you want to be. I get that. I just wish we had better warning systems. And so as we're going to be facing a lot of snow, we have something that I've kind of brought some attention to, and multiple outlets have, is we have less snowplow drivers. Less snowplow drivers. Did you guys hear about this? So for those of you in areas where there's going to be a ton of snow, you could usually still get groceries, get to work, get to a hospital, call 911, because you have snowplow drivers. You have emergency workers. But multiple states have now reported, guys, we're short. This started this fall. Milwaukee's Department of Public Works told TMJ4 News that they were short 85 licensed CDL drivers and laborers, some of whom left because of the COVID vaccine mandate. Then this week, the Montana Department of Transportation says, look, we're short 90 drivers. In Washington State, they lost 151 winter operation workers. Why? COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Well, actually, they're short, and they lost an additional 151 because of the vaccine mandate. KOLO Reno is reporting the Nevada Department of Transportation is down 50% when it comes to snowplow drivers. So if you're thinking, okay, you know what, I'm going to stay home. I got some food for a day or two. Anything happens, I'll call 911. If you don't have snowplow workers opening up the streets, you're in trouble. Why? Why is there a snowplow driver shortage? Because we have a labor shortage. This labor shortage has extended everywhere. The National Tank Truck Carriers Organization said 20 to 25% of their fleet were awaiting qualified drivers to get behind the wheel. This was when the extra unemployment benefits were supposed to stop. The American Trucking Association estimates there's going to be a shortage of over 80,000 drivers this year. So private companies are trying to offer higher pay, bonuses. State departments can't change their budget, so they can't compete and try to get more workers to be able to open up the streets and the roads. Not to mention there's high gas prices. There's back-ordered truck parts that can't get to them because they're sitting in L.A. Harbor. There's supply issues, and the labor shortage started even before then. School districts, I'm hearing still there's bus issues. There's not enough bus drivers. So if you do live in a place with inclement weather, make sure you start stocking up on some meats. Make sure you have a plan. Again, hopefully you don't need to go to a hospital. But keep in mind, your road might not get plowed. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you, when you buy juice or a drink, you examine it first? And you pour it from the can into a glass, examine it, make sure there's nothing in it, and then you slowly take sips so you don't get any foreign contaminant into you. How many of you do that? I don't. I crack open the drink, seltzer, whatever it is, and I just drink. I don't examine it. Well, I think you guys need to start examining it. Because over and over and over again, I am hearing that there are these recalls where contaminants were found. Glass. One is a metal washer. I'm being told bolts are in some of our drinks. What the hell is going on during production? So let me tell you what just happened over the last few weeks that many of you might not be aware of. Okay, so when I wrote a piece on this, it's on my Facebook, it's on my Twitter. Kraft Heinz had issued a voluntary recall in November after some Country Time lemonade, Tang, Arizona tea powdered beverages, limited Kool-Aid powdered beverage products were suspected to contain small pieces of metal and glass, which could have been introduced during production. Now, according to a company announcement, this was a voluntary recall. FDA just posted it. FDA is like, look, we're not endorsing that. It's, you know, one way or another, but they posted it. They said select code dates of Country Time Lemonade, Tang, Arizona Tea, powdered beverages, and limited Kool-Aid powered beverages with the best used by May 10th to November 1st, 2023. So this is stuff that could be in your cupboard that you weren't planning on using till next year, are being voluntarily recalled in the U.S. due to a potential presence of foreign material, specifically very small pieces of metal or glass that may have been introduced during production. Why the hell this stuff keeps happening is beyond me. So they bring up certain Country Time lemonade, select Tang, and the code date hasn't, the expiration date hasn't passed. The expiration date is still good for close to another year, which means this is something that many of you guys would probably be keeping in your cupboards. In fact, the recall extended to Canada. They said the issue was first discovered during an internal review at the manufacturing facility. The company is actively working with retail partners and distributors to remove potentially impacted product from circulation. And now I have a link of all the products. There's a bunch of them. Then Coca-Cola issued a voluntary recall. They said some of their products might have the potential presence of foreign matter. Now, on this website, it was the Defense Commissary Agency, and they listed there were the Coca-Cola 12-ounce cans, and they gave the certain date code, August 15th, 22, August 15th. Oh, by the way, wait, the other one was 23. That's 2 years from now. These were Coca-Colas that were going to expire August 15th, 2022, Sprite 12-ounce cans with the date code August 15th, 2022, but WMB or WMC, so you got to look at your product. BGR reports that there is now a voluntary Minute Maid recall that has been also put out by the Coca-Cola company. So Minute Maid, my kids like Minute Maid. They like the berry punch. They like the fruit punch. And I'm like, guys, you know, no sugar. Stop it. My husband loves it. Bad boys. They shouldn't be drinking so much sugar. But I like the Minute Maid drinks. I've been trusting Minute Maid for decades. So the Minute Maid berry punch, it expires, I guess the codes are between January 4th, 2022, January 5th, 2022, may contain foreign object like a metal bolt or washer. Minute Maid Strawberry Lemonade, there's some of those being also recalled, and then Minute Maid Fruit Punch because of a foreign object, metal bolt or washer. Any of the products we just mentioned that could have been on the list, and again, the link is on my Twitter and on my Facebook, or on my website at drdahlia.com, you gotta discard them or get a full refund. But, you know, nobody is asking why. Why? Glass, metal, obviously to me it means there's some machinery issue. Okay, because nobody would actively be sticking bolts in washers or glass. Glass shouldn't be anywhere around there. I'm not exactly sure what part of the machinery would have glass. But what is going, my issue with any of these recalls, remember the medication recall? Remember those blood pressure medication recall? Because there was a generic factory in China that was making generic drugs, and there was a manufacturing process that was making NDMA, NDEA. These were chemicals that could be carcinogenic. And I told you guys, I go, if they found that to happen in one lab, how do we know it's not happening in others? Just like with coronavirus, if there were leaks of pathogens in one lab, my guess is there's leaks in others. My guess is everybody copies each other's protocols, or they follow each other's I guess, rules, where they use each other's equipment, same type of equipment. So if Minute Maid, Coca-Cola Company, Tang, Country Time, with Heinz Craft Company, if they are having issues with their machinery, anybody who is making drinks might want to go and take a look before a consumer finds it, because the average consumer does not open up and examine. When the Minute Maid punch, it looks like a milk carton. So you grab it, you pour it, you chug it. You know, I have teenage boys. So in the middle of the night, they're hungry. They don't turn on a light, get a clean dish. They go into the fridge, and I know that they just blindly go ahead and drink from the container. This bothers me. I don't want anybody, getting out. How many people picked up glass? How many people picked up metal? We don't know. We're being told from Heinz Kraft Heinz was an internal review. Not sure what happened with Minute Maid and Coca-Cola. Maybe it was an internal review also. But I would suspect that those who are not doing internal reviews might have problems with their products. Now, we were just talking about the snowplow labor shortage, or the labor shortage extending to people's snowplow. So if you live in wintry areas and you think you're going to be able to get to a hospital if you need to, or a grocery store, keep in mind the labor shortage is extending to winter weather workers. Maybe that's what's happening in these factories too. You don't have as many people, so not as many checks and balances. We spoke about that kid that got that Nigeria Fowleri amoeba that went up into his brain after hanging out at a water park a few times. And of his visits, they found 3 of the 5 visits, nobody checked the chlorine of the water. If these labor shortages are affecting volume, you could bet your butt it's also affecting safety. Now, many companies are like, no, we're making sure all the food that gets out, everything is safe, but companies can't even handle their security right now. Look what's happening in San Francisco, where they're like, well, you can hire off-duty police. If a company can't even staff right now, there was an IHOP that put up, we'll talk about this, there was an IHOP that put up a sign saying, sorry guys, due to Biden giving out all this extra free money, people don't want to work anymore, we've had to limit our hours. This was, I think, an IHOP in Arkansas. They just straight out blamed President Biden. But we have issues where if companies can't even staff and they need to pay the rent, their priorities might not be safety or double checking that there's not a faulty mechanism within some machinery. And so you and I have to take it upon ourselves to do. We can't take for granted that something we buy is at its 100%. Nothing is going to be at its 100%. I'm hearing some people are picking up medications from their pharmacies and there's not enough pills. The county might be wrong. I don't know. And before you think, criminal, think, if these people are underwhelmed, look at how the COVID vaccines are being given with improper dosing. This labor shortage is affecting our safety. Double check what you eat and drink. 1-877-DOT-LA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.